Αγαπητοί φίλοι, thank you very much for joining us today. If I may kindly ask for some silence. Thank you, Mr. Prokopiou, for the authoritative help, which actually was effective. Dear friends, thank you all for joining us today. I would like to thank all the sponsors that made this event possible. I would like, of course, to thank the speakers and the delegates. It's a great moment today that we are hosting our annual flagship shipping conference. And with great pleasure, I can see Captain Tsakos arriving. It's a great event. I would like to apologize that we had so many people today, so making the seating arrangements was not an easy task. So if any of you feel that you did not get the best spot to be able to look at Mr. Prokopiou here later on, forgive me. But thank you, nevertheless, all for coming. So I will kindly ask Mr. Adonis Georgiadis, the Minister of Investment and Development, to join the podium and say a few words. By the way, before he takes the podium, I would like to say we were honored to have him in New York for our Invest in Greece Forum in December. And Mr. Minister, allow me to say I have listened to your speech 5 times. Plus the one time that I was there and he delivered it, on live. It was an amazing speech. Communication-wise, you scored 20 over 10. So I have never really gone to listen to a speech again and again, and I found your delivery and substance so effective. So we're delighted that today he's coming here to say a few words about Greek shipping. Maybe I will have to listen to that speech again for 5 times. So anyway, thank you.
I don't want to put you in trouble and have to listen to my speech 5 times again, so I will try to be more short. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for the invitation. I will address in English since I understand there are many foreigners here and with not an automatic translation. So let us be more polite. The message I addressed in New York Capital Link on December was a message of courage and optimism about the expectation of Greek economy in the year 2020 and the years to come. And now, almost 2.5 months after, I'm very happy to say that what we had predicted in this short period of time, many of them has already happened. And most of all, the people that want to invest their money in our country, they trust us. And this is something everybody can see in the 10 years Greek bond and the rates that has. I'm totally sure I was, as I well remember last year here in the Capital Link in the same room, if at that time someone would have predicted that the 10 years bond 1 year after would be less than 1%, everybody would think that he would be a lunatic. But here we are, in the lowest rates of our history, with a well-stabilized economy and with great expectations for the future. Of course, Greece without shipping is something that cannot happen. The core of our economy, the core of our tradition, the core of our civilization is shipping industry. And everybody knows, yesterday we were with a very big delegation here in the Hilton Hotel from UAE. I have to announce you that we have decided with Prince Crown of the United Arab Emirates, to have a strategic partnership in investments and the policies between the Hellenic Republic and UAE. And yesterday was the first meeting that we had a very serious conversation with a very big delegation with various factors of our economy. And one of the things that I was listening from them was how important and strong Greek shipping is. I have to tell you that one of the things that they cared about was the shipyards in Greece. It's in our government's plans to privatize the shipyards and try to make them more healthy. I know that most of you don't believe that CPRs are really possible to be done in Greece, but I'm very anxious to prove you wrong. Syros investment with Onyx has already went very, very well and performed very, very well. Very fast, we'll have good news, I believe, for LFC shipyard. The American government has really gave a lot of interest on this project. Have already went to Washington for LFC shipyard twice. They came from US government here last Monday. We'll have a new delegation from the United States maybe next week. And the target is until end of March to have the same model that we had in Syros Island, in Syros shipyard, in LFCs, and have an opportunity of give you the chance to pick a Greek shipyard here in Attica to renovate and rebuild your ship and repair them in a very competitive prices and a very good quality of working. And I'm saying that Mr. Makropoulos, have a seat. My friend Mr. Makropoulos is, you know, the Minister of Development and Investment and the Mayor of Athens, so I want to have good connection with him. He's a real good friend. So we are trying to give you the chance to come here and use our shipyards now after 10 years of crisis. Everybody's been more reasonable. The unions have been more reasonable. I have to tell you that because we were with Captain Tsakos there and with Mr. Prokopiou, you remember, in Syros, when we had the fantastic experience to hear the president of the Union of the Workers of Syros, Mr. ex-Prime Minister, Mr. Karamanlis, something unbelievable to my ears. The president of the Union was telling, I want to thank our clients, the Greek ship owners, that bring their ships in our shipyards and give us job. This was something that some years ago was only in dreams. Everybody had bad experience in that field, I'm sure, in the decades before. But the crisis made everybody be more reasonable. So very fast, we'll have very good news in the shipyard industry here in Greece, and we'll be very, very happy for that, and we're working very hard on that. In general terms, you know that not only this government, but traditionally the Greek governments, fortunately, one of the single areas that we don't have real conflicts and differences in how to implement our policies is the shipping industry, and maybe this is one of the reasons shipping industry is going very well in Greece. And of course, most of all, because you don't have many things to do with the state and the government. This is the best thing you can do, as far as from the government, the best. But we are here to help you in all the ways we can, and in the European level, and in the IMO level, and everywhere, because we believe that you represent us in a very honorable way, you help our economy in a very constructive way. We want this to continue happening in the future and even in a more productive way. So me personally, the Prime Minister and the whole government is here to help when bad things happen. You know, Mr. Prokopiou, this country has bureaucracy and other kind of problems, attitude, sometimes problems from the people in the public services. No, maybe not everybody can understand the new spirit of the government, but we are here to help you, and you know that when we are needed, we are here to go and help the way we can. I'm very happy that our economy is going very well. The expectation for 2020, as you know, in our budget is 2.8% of growth. Significant growth, the biggest growth in the Eurozone area if we achieve that. But I have to be very honest, the figures of January are very, very optimistic for even a better performance than the one we had predicted in our budget. So if something that we can't predict doesn't happen, and I hope it will not, 2020 will be really a very good year for our economy. We wait you to come to invest in Greece. We have fixed a very business-friendly environment. Now in March, we'll have a new law with the Ministry of Energy and Environment that we will simplify all the licensing for all the studies of environmental for anything has to do with investment and in renewable energy and in general. So we'll speed up our economy. This is the right time to come. Come to build together the new Greece. Thank you very much. I'm very honored being here.
Thank you, Mr. Minister, very much for another very strong delivery. By the way, I would like to acknowledge we're honored to have with us today the former Prime Minister, Mr. Konstantinos Karamanlis. Thank you for being with us today. We're very honored. Dear friends, as you know, Tsakos Energy Navigation is the global sponsor of all of our events around the world, helping us promote shipping and Greek shipping. But I would also like to mention the lead sponsors of today's event, Bank of Communications Financial Leasing. I am particularly grateful that we had the opportunity for them to share their leadership and insight in the support of Greek shipping. They could not be with us in person, but modern technology gave us the opportunity to communicate their message directly from China. So they are with us today, maybe not physically, but in spirit. And I think they sent also their European team, which is with us today. And that exactly shows the commitment that our Chinese friends have to Greek shipping. And I would like to acknowledge exactly their support and help, as well as of everybody else in the industry. Thank you. Let's have lunch, and then we will proceed with the award for Mr. Prokopiou. Thank you. Mr. Prokopiou has been a leader. He has been a thought leader. He has been an innovator. And he has also been a big contributor, giving back to Greece and to society. So for all these reasons, we are uniquely privileged today to have him with us today. I have to confess, it took a bit of convincing to get him to accept this, because at the end of the day, there is greatness in humility. And it was not easy to convince him. Thankfully, Mr. Prokopiou has a family that adores him, and I think they convinced him for me that it was a worthwhile endeavor. So thank you. Thank you. So I will not go through his CV because, I mean, we have it printed in our journal. Mr. Prokopiou has started his business in 1974. He established Sea Traders. Even before that, he was in business with his brother. In 1974, he established one of the four companies that the group has today, Sea Traders. Then in 1991, Kanalathos? No. Με τον αδερφό σας, βεβαίως. And then the two brothers, they divided and they went, each one went on his own. Then in 1991, you established Dynacom Tankers Management, and then later on in 2004, Dynagas. And the group today has, I think, over 120 ships. Mr. Prokopiou, obviously, is a very astute owner and operator. You know, back at the end of the 90s, he saw that public perception was going away from older ships and into newer ships. He went through a massive fleet renewal with a lot of new buildings. So, you know, I think overall you had about 120 new buildings that you put through all the major yards in the world. In terms of the innovation, Mr. Prokopiou, of course, we know that Dynagas has made history by having the first LNG ship that went over the Arctic route. And thank you for publishing a beautiful book with all those pictures. It's really amazing. We have it in the office in New York, and everyone who comes and looks at it falls in love with it, with the pictures and, of course, with the technology that you can appreciate more than anybody. Also, when it comes to FSRUs, as you know, FSRUs are static. But Mr. Prokopiou pioneered by building a dynamic FSRU that can also be used as a conventional ship. So anyway, if I go down all the pioneering things that he has done, it's a long list. When it comes now to thought leadership, we all know that Mr. Procopiou is one of, has very strong opinions. He's particularly good at delivering them. And it is really, I think, healthy and delightful to have leadership positions spoken clearly and authoritatively. And I have been personally very impressed by the substance and the detail that you give whenever you make your arguments. So I hope that people listen to you more. And finally, he asked me not to mention about his philanthropic work. So I will not go. I will not go down the line with the things that he's involved. But we all know that Mr. Procopiou is extremely active, supporting a lot of philanthropic and cultural causes, and he's a true benefactor. So for all these reasons, ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to be allowed to pay our respects to him today. And in closing, I will say that. I had the opportunity to work with his family. So, ladies and gentlemen, allow me to kindly ask Mr. Procopiou to come to the podium. And after that, we'll have a picture with the group.
Dear friends, I want to thank you for being here on the occasion of this Capital Link Shipping Forum. Nicholas Bornozis is doing an excellent job in assisting Greek shipping. Every year on this occasion, he honors a shipping personality. This year, he decided to honor myself. I have many objections. However, I gratefully accept this honor from all of you, and I want to assure you, as many of you are involved in the ship financing, that Greece will continue its 5,000-year-old tradition of being very active in the sea transportation business. Greek shipping is always in the forefront of innovation and environmental awareness with a practical approach which draws the correct boundary between the desirable and the doable. The nucleus of Greek shipping is the family ship-owning business, and the best borrowers are the Greek family shipping entrepreneurs. The new generation is well-educated and well-trained young girls and boys that, as they mostly have enough to lose, are more conservative than their parents. Greece will always be a fertile ground for new shipping companies to blossom, and I encourage newcomers to group up and attempt the first difficult step, the first ship. I personally want to thank the Greek and international bankers for supporting myself and the Greek ship-owning community in making our dreams come true. At the same time, I would like to thank the devoted and experienced office staff, engineers, and captains that are the backbone of every successful shipping company. Thank you all once again.